Hey, uplifters. I want to take a minute to talk about something personal to me. In my 40s, I started noticing my hair was shedding more. So a couple of months ago, I started using Nutrafol. I'm already seeing so much less shedding. And my teenage daughter, who notices absolutely everything, keeps commenting on how thick my hair looks. As someone who's built my career around rigorous science, I super love that Nutrafol was the first brand to clinically study hair thinning on menopausal women, which is why I am so proud to have them as a sponsor. Nutrafol takes a whole body approach to hair health, supporting you throughout your life stages. You can see thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding in just 3 to 6 months. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code UPLIFTERS. Welcome to the UPLIFTERS podcast, where every week we talk to an inspiring woman who's doing big, brave things and through her choices, teaching us all a little bit about how we too can do big, brave things. Today, I am delighted to welcome Celine McGee. I'm going to let Celine tell you a little about her story, but first I'll tell you how I met her. A good friend of mine who is a huge fan and supporter of this podcast saw Celine on Instagram and said, "This might be just the most uplifting thing I've ever heard," and asked if she could introduce me to Celine. When I saw what Celine was up to, I too was like, yes, this is serious uplifter material, because Celine has created something called the Compliment Squad, inviting folks to spread a little love in their daily lives and creating excuses to connect with other humans in positive and truly uplifting ways. Celine, I'm so excited to meet you, to hear what inspired you to create the Compliment Squad and what your dreams are for growing this impact. So thanks so much for taking some time out of your vacation to come hang out with us today.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me. I'm happy to do this. I think it's a good use of my vacation time.
So you're not a full-time complimenter.
Yes, I actually wonder what a full-time complimenter would be, but I think you're correct. I would answer yes to that
question. You're an engineer by trade?
I did study engineering. I worked as an engineer for, let's say, under 10 years, and then I pivoted to something else. But you're always an engineer at heart to some level.
True, true. Those foundational skills, right? Stick with us in terms of how we use our brains. And now you work in corporate America.
I do. I work in the telecom industry in procurement. So I do relationship building and negotiating, probably, and thinking through like strategies of, so strategic in a way as well.
Work in corporate careers has lots and lots of benefits and opportunities to connect and grow and learn. And yet there was something in you that made you want to try something new. So where did this idea of the Compliment Squad emerge from?
It started, there's maybe a couple things, but I'll go with maybe the simplest answer. A friend of mine and I used to walk, I call it healthy socializing. So instead of connecting over a drink, we would connect over a walk. And so we would start in our neighborhood in Philly and walk probably a couple miles south and then turn around. And I remember once on one of those walks, we crossed a woman who just had a very cool outfit, like just the way she was carrying her. It wasn't so much about the outfit, but just like how she was put together. And I thought, oh, wow, it would be very cool if we complimented her. And so that day I just gave her a compliment and this woman lit up. So coming off of, and it was helpful because I was with a friend, so it felt like less scary to go talk to a stranger because I was with someone. And then I thought it would be nice to do more of this. And then I also thought it would be nice to give the person something so that they would take the compliment with them and then hopefully carry it forward. So that's kind of the evolution of how the Compliment Squad started, is through those walks with a friend of mine.
I love that. So you are out for a walk, you see this dress, you're like, oh, that's so beautiful. What did you feel when you saw her light up?
I think relief, because it's kind of scary to talk to someone And then you're like, okay, this was received well. And then of course you're happy because you have this connection with a stranger. But I think probably relief. It was also over 10 years ago. So for me to tell you specifically what my feelings were in that moment, I can't remember exactly. But yes, probably relief at first.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's interesting, isn't it? How much of what we want to do in life, we don't do because we're worried about it feeling vulnerable or being received in a way that isn't true to our intention.
Agreed. Fully. And then you also don't want to make the person I worry about that quite a bit because I'm talking to strangers, not wanting them to feel uncomfortable because the intent is to give them like a nugget of positivity and not have them walk away with a bad interaction. So that's in the back of my mind a lot as well.
I have a daughter who is neurodivergent and is always exploring how to appropriately and positively interact with the world.
Oh.
And she learned quite early on that observations about people's appearances or bearing could be well received.
Yeah.
And serve as a positive interaction that was clearly defined. And so everywhere we go in the world with her, literally every person she meets, she looks for something to admire about them.
I love that.
It's amazing, Celine. We get to just like watch the world light up in front of us.
What are things that she in the past has seen?
Fingernail decorations, a necklace, an earring, a belt, a shoe, the coordination between two items of clothing, a curl and a hair. I mean, she can find something to admire in every single human because she's looking for it.
Yes, yes.
And it gives her a sense of purpose and it gives them a sense, I think, of being seen. And it really is. It's like these little, like, I feel like I'm on a stage or something. And the second she compliments somebody in this really sweet little way, it's like a spotlight on the stage turns up and the person's face kind of lights up and they suddenly get this sense of being seen. And so I'm imagining there's some of that in what you're experiencing as well.
Oh, fully. I would say, I think two things. So one thing that resonated when you just shared that story is I do think compliments are a really good way to kind of break the ice. If it needs to be genuine, right? So the person needs to be feeling whatever you're saying is genuine. So I notice I use it. I'm on this very small island this week and I feel like there's a locals versus visitors type vibe. And yesterday I was in a coffee shop and this woman had really cool sneakers, just really bright. Like, so for me, bright things catch my eye. And I just thought, okay, I complimented her sneakers without really thinking about it. But then afterwards I thought it's probably just me trying to break the ice. Like that is a way to kind of use compliments. But I will say that when I do it, I think, yeah, the best part is just seeing that person light up. Cause when you go up to a stranger, they think like, what is stranger danger? What's the reaction going to be? And then it settles with them that you're just doing something nice. And it is so nice to see them just light up. And then the best interactions is when you can have an actual connection and they want to talk to you for a little bit. I think that's also really nice because then you know it landed and they're like, they want to connect even more, which is probably the best outcome.
Yeah. And it feels like in this time where we have a crisis of loneliness, and I realized the other day, I was the man across the street from me, literally, I mean, we were talking, he lives feet away. I don't really know anything about him, but I have this sense, based on his outward signals, that we live probably in different worlds, 50 feet apart.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because, yeah. Of course, media now is so highly personalized that the stories we all hear are completely tailored to reinforce our own belief systems. And so there's a very excellent chance that the messages he hears all day about the world, and the messages that I hear about the world all day, completely on opposite ends of the spectrum. And yet, through something like a compliment, it feels like we have this opportunity to reconnect.
Yeah.
I bring that up because it feels like beyond just lighting people up on the individual level, something deeper and more profound in terms of our sense of connection to one another in the world could happen through experiencing and giving more compliments.
Oh, fully. I think like three of the key things to me with the compliments is one, just spreading kindness from me, making people smile. And then the last thing that I always say is it's about connection. And those walks I was doing with my friend were around like 2015, 2016. And I'm a woman who lives in a city. And I think you can imagine that in 2016, it felt just like very divided at that time, at least. And so I thought the compliments could be a good way for people to build a connection and start a conversation. And I think today, you know, fast forward 9 years later, these tendencies we had in 16, in the US at least, are still the same, right? We're consuming very specific media that's just reinforcing ourselves in this path. And then I think other people are doing the same, and it's taking away our ability to connect. And compliments are a way to bridge that gap. You can compliment someone and then hopefully find something in common that's enough for you to want to start to talk to each other and break down some of those barriers. So fully, I think compliments are a great way to do that. But again, they need to be genuine. You can't just go compliment someone just because you're trying to get something out of it, but it's really like a feeling to bridge a gap. Yeah. So connection is a huge part of why I do the compliments.
I love too what you're saying there about the authenticity of them.
Yeah.
And I think that phrase, not trying to get something out of it, is really powerful, both for our own buy-in to what we're doing, but also the integrity with which we do it and how it's received.
Fully. And it doesn't have to be perfect either, because I remember I was talking to someone about compliments maybe 6 to 8 months ago. And I was telling him that there are times where I just say it, but then I like blurt out the wrong thing. And then you get it back on track. And he was saying, don't worry about it, that studies have come out that even if you say it wrong, as long as you say it, like the person still receives it well. And so that I feel like puts less pressure on, because I remember once I was complimenting a woman who had really cool earrings. And I can't remember what I said, but I like said something wrong. And then I mean your earrings. But I just stumbled, and then it came out within, you know, the same sentence, and it was fine. And she still like was excited and struck up a conversation with me. But there are times when you're just speaking and saying the wrong thing. And then my point in all of this is that it doesn't matter. Like if you feel something, just say it. Even if it's not perfect on your delivery, it will still land as long as it's how you feel. So don't be afraid and just do it.
Isn't that true for all of life?
I think that you're right. Probably it is for all of life. Just put your heart into it and just keep trying. Yeah. I think that's accurate.
Yeah. I always think back to when I didn't read hard books, quote unquote, right? Because they just felt like I had, the thing that stopped me was this feeling that I was missing all of these important plot points and messages when I would get distracted or zone out. And my mother was like, oh, no, that's not how you do it. You don't try to read every word of it. You just try to keep reading. And trust that the important messages will come through. And I was like, okay, that I can do. And I kind of think, again, that's true for all of life. Instead of trying to like get it all right, just let go and just keep moving forward and trust that the important things will come through.
Yeah, I think that's the case. And don't be afraid. One of my friends always says, so I do the compliment squad, and I can maybe explain my process in a bit, but in Philadelphia mostly. And one of my friends, Katie, she always says, if you haven't been punched in the face so far, you're fine. So I'm like, okay, that's good. Yeah. You're right. I haven't been punched in the face. So I think it's fine. So my point is like, I compliment a lot of people I've never seen before or spoken to, and it's fine. So people shouldn't be scared just to give a compliment in any setting.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's another really powerful universal message you're giving us there, which is, what is the real fear?
Yeah.
Is it being awkward? Well, we can probably handle that. Is it getting a little side eye? We can probably survive that too. Is it getting punched in the face? Okay. That could be damaging.
Yes, but temporarily, hopefully.
Temporarily. And what's the likelihood of it happening? So far, you've gathered a bunch of evidence that it's actually not that likely. And you're probably not walking up and complimenting somebody who's in the middle of a crazed rage.
No, I haven't tried that. Yes, I would recommend, not doing that.
Yeah. Right. Like, and so just trusting your own judgment to set yourself up for success.
Agreed. Yes.
Yeah. So when you think back to the compliment squad stories that stand out to you most, certainly there was that first one, What's another one that when you look back, you're like, that moment meant so much to me?
It's this one guy I compliment. So I typically don't compliment men that much, not because there's not things to compliment, but I just don't want them to think there's something else behind it.
You're
so
flirting.
I tend to,
yeah.
Yes, not.
Yeah.
And this one guy had a lot of cool patterns on, and I was like, all right, fine, just compliment him. And I did. And then we ended up, it was in the subway, and we were getting out of the subway when I did it. And we ended up walking in the same direction for a couple blocks. And then he just talked to me the whole time. And it was very cool. And I would have never in my normal life, I think, interacted with this man. And we had this lovely conversation. And then that was it. And then we both went our own ways. But I remember that standing out because I was nervous about doing it. And then it turned into a very unexpected, great multiple block conversation, which that was like a gift just for that. So that would be one that stands out to me.
Love that. I have a picture in my mind of what he looked like, and it's not grounded in any reality other than my imagination, but I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, there you go. So if you see someone that has that picture, go compliment them in a city on the way out of the subway. Yeah, it was really nice.
See what happens. Yeah. So this started with you complimenting folks. And then how did it become something bigger than that? A compliment squad.
Well, so the reason I call it a compliment squad is because I'm doing this on my own, but it's not meant to be me. So anyone can be part of the compliment squad. All you need to do is compliment people. And I picked the word squad because I wanted it to be like an action-oriented word. And it could be as big or as small as I want it to be. So it's like anyone who's complimenting someone could be part of the compliment squad. And then how did I do it? I feel like, what did I do? I printed cards. And then I would just go to public areas and compliment people. And then the pandemic hit. And then I thought, no one wants to receive a card from me because we don't want to be like exchanging things. Because people were obviously...
What was on your card though? Pausing there for a second.
The first one said, pay it forward, I think. The first card. Mm-hmm. Or pass it on. I think it might have been pass it on. It was just a very simple white card. I think one side was compliment squad and the other side was like, pass it on. Nothing too fancy, but just square, nothing too exciting. And then during the pandemic, I took a break. And then I ended up taking a few months off of work to kind of recharge. And off of that experience, the compliment squad was like back in the back of my mind. And so after that break, I felt like I was recharged with energy. And so I put a lot more effort into it. And I printed like new, cuter cards that would be like more fun to receive. And then I did a bunch of events at the beginning and I was just trying to do more. So I feel like that's where a lot of the energy came back was after that work break and I was recharged. I just put a lot of my energy into the compliment squad.
I love that. And so was the idea that you would compliment someone, give them the card, and then they would compliment someone and give them the card.
Yeah. So that the premise is that it's, I guess it's the butterfly effect where maybe I can give the opposite example, but if you're driving down the road and someone has road rage, unfortunately, we're all human and it's sometimes very hard not to take that road rage on and then pass it on to someone else. So I wanted to do the exact opposite, was to give someone like a little positive energy that they could then take and share the positive energy with someone else. And then it just spreads. That's the whole principle of it. And the reason I give people the cards as a reminder, but also to inspire them to go, you know, compliment someone else in their life. But it doesn't have to be with the card, right? And part of what I'm doing is I'm complimenting people I don't know, because I'm typically, what I do is I do it on the street and it's pretty surface level because you can only see so much. But the reason I'm doing it is to give them that idea. And I'm hoping that they take it maybe in their life and do it more at a like a deeper level than just complimenting a pattern or a color or something I've seen. So really the intent is to be able to use this at a more deeper level than just like, you can use it as whatever you want, but my intent would be for people to use it to really build more of a connection with others in their life.
That's beautiful. Have you seen the compliment squad crop up in surprising places yet?
I'm trying to think of an example. No, but what I do find is funny is when people compliment me in public, I'm like, wait, I'm supposed to compliment you. You're not supposed to compliment me. So maybe that's surprising, but that's just strangers being nice to each other. It's nothing to do with me. It's just, that would be a surprising one, I would say.
That's an interesting point. So how do you feel when people compliment you?
Probably as most, I need to be better about receiving compliments. But I joke because I call it reverse complimenting because it's like reversing the tables on me. But similar to anyone, it's hard to take a compliment. So yeah, I need to like pause and say, thank you. Thanks for that compliment. But yes, I'm not the best at receiving them.
That's interesting. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How it throws us a little bit off guard, maybe.
It does. I think it's the stranger danger, which is why most people, when I first say, I can see their faces like, what is she trying to sell me? And then I say, that's just a compliment. Just do it to spread kindness. And then they think, oh, wow, that's so nice. And then they smile. And then most of the time, then we move on. I try to do the compliments with people that the interactions are short. So that way, if they're not comfortable, they know they can get away from me quickly. And if they want to talk, we can talk more. So most of the time, it's compliment. They, you know, smile. And then I continue on my way.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
I'm thinking about this now in my own life. And because I run a lot, that's a lot of the time I'm out on the streets as well running. And through, I don't know, 25 years of running most days, I've noticed that a lot of people like to compliment or shout at you while you're running.
Oh, is that scary or how's that received?
It's honestly mostly fabulous.
Good for you.
And the most recent one was a couple of days ago, and some man that in this small town where I know most people, I was like, from a few blocks away, I was like, that's a man I don't know. And so the little stranger danger part of my brain was like, pay attention. And then as I passed the man, he said, good job, kid. Keep going.
That's awesome.
And it was like so encouraging. I kept running, but it was a little burst of encouragement and meaningful support from a stranger.
I love that. With the running, I thumbs up other runners.
Yeah.
I like to run as well. I think you've run marathons. I have not, but I do like running. It's like one of my base workouts. And when I pass people, I always give them a thumbs up, like energy, like I'm passing the energy on. And I've tried to do races where I compliment people, but it's usually like I did one 2 weeks ago and I thought, go Celine, you'll compliment people. And I was like running really hard and had no extra breath. So I compliment people at the beginning. And then when the race was over, I was like cheersing on all these people in the street that I could see had done it. But I find it hard in the moment as I am the runner to be like, have enough breath left to say something meaningful to someone else. So I found the thumbs up is my fault. Yeah.
Thumbs up is good. Yeah. I remember during the pandemic when we were masked and like literally the police were driving around to make sure people were masked. It was a very intense period in New York City anyway. And everything sort of felt like a threat. And I remember very consciously considering what physical gesture I could make of support and not threat to people. And how like a hand held up looked like it could be a stop sign or a hello. And so I went away from that and I ended up landing. This is like serious overthinking. I should probably be like seeking therapy. I don't know. But I landed on a hand to my heart and a nod.
Oh, I do like that. Yes.
I was like, you can't really interpret that in any language, even chaos pandemic language, as anything other than I see you, I am safe. And I'm going to keep running so that I don't, you know, spread any disease.
That. Maybe my next run, I'll try that into my thumbs up. They're probably like
thumbs up. Thumbs up is really good too.
So enthusiastic. I'm like,
thumbs up feels really joyful and right for those moments. But you're also in that story about your race, making me think about the fact that, like, if you go watch a marathon, it's so easy to get wrapped up in the joy and the celebration and to cheer people on. Because you've been given an excuse to do so.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And you can imagine a little story of this person's effort and commitment, and you want to support them. And yet in our everyday, it's so easy to go internal and to isolate ourselves from the people who are literally inches away from us. And so I think what I'm being reminded of here in your story is that through an activation like this, through formalizing it into a thing you do or a compliment squad with a name and a mission and a purpose and an Instagram handle, it gives you an excuse to do the thing all the time instead of just reserving this great feeling for one day a year?
Yeah, I think it's just don't hesitate, just do it. If you see something, just say something, but not in the train sense or transportation.
Not in there's a bomb.
if something catches your eye, just comment on it. Just be brave. Don't think too hard. It's making me think, so we're at the island I'm on, there's these quarries that you can go swimming in and you have to you can jump off cliffs. And yesterday I was being such a chicken, thinking about it. And then I couldn't get myself off the edge. And then when I eventually did, it was so fun. I did it a few times. But it's similar with the compliment. Just don't overthink it. Just do it. And then you'll be excited that you did it and want to keep doing it. So just be brave and say it. And the worst case scenario is the person will just look at you like you're a little weird, and that's not so bad. And then you just move on.
Yeah, it's not so bad. And honestly, it's a really useful thing to get used to.
Yeah, I think so too.
To tolerating a funny look.
True. That is true. And also, I think we get funny looks no matter what we say. So maybe in this case, it would have happened anyway.
Yeah.
So that would be my recommendation. And you can use it in any type of setting. I know I've talked to a few work groups just to say how they could use it in a work setting. I also talked to college students that were taking a psych 101 class about how they could use compliments. So, or it could be used in a bunch of different areas. It doesn't have to be strangers in the street. You could use it, in many aspects of your life. So,
do you have dreams of the compliment squad reaching far beyond you?
Yeah. So one of the struggles I have right now is work's been quite busy. So I mentioned I'm in procurement. And then earlier this year with the tariffs, working in corporate America and in procurement has been challenging as we're trying to navigate what that means. And so I have less energy outside of work. And the struggle that I have now is the compliment squad to me depends on my energy and my ability to go out and go do this. And so one of the things I'm kind of noodling on and trying to figure out is how can I grow this without it being so dependent on Celine's energy? And so I don't have an answer, but that is one of the things I'm thinking about. So I have some ideas. I reached out to this walking group in Philadelphia because I thought I could join a walk and then talk to the people walking about compliments, and we could all kind of walk together and compliment if they want to people that we walk by. So those are ideas I have, is just maybe joining other groups where I can kind of share the message. And if it resonates, maybe some of those people will want to do it with me. So those are thoughts, but I do want to do more and feel guilty when I'm not. So that's kind of what I'm struggling with, I would say, at the moment.
I love that story. And I'm thinking back to the last 130 conversations I've had with inspiring women on this podcast. And that is what I have isolated as one of the seven key themes of these stories of expanded growth and impact. I call it enlist amplifiers. Very clearly, what it means is finding these people who get it, who see what you're doing, and allow them, hand it over and say, what would you do with this to expand the impact?
Yes, I like that. Even today, I mean, it's so nice that you're willing to talk to me, because it's just, this helps with the impact, right? It gets the message out. And then, and what you just shared, that is, I probably need to think through who those people are that I could reach out to that help be kind of like a microphone, whether it's a microphone through their ideas or through, yes, I like that. I have to think through more of those. So the walking group was one thought, but I do think that would be an area where it's shared energy, so it's not so dependent on my energy, and shared energy of thought. Yeah, I like that. And the way you phrased it, I really like that.
Well, I'll tell you the other thing I'm hearing in your answer that we can probably all learn from is, first of all, you identified what the challenge was, which was your own limited time and resources. So the why is there, and it's big and it's strong, and you know what you want, but do I have enough time to go do this? So the question I always ask myself is what is the highest value, lowest resourced answer to solving this problem? And so the first thing you came up with was, I'm going to make a list. It's so tactical. It gets into that creative brain where you're just starting to think about who are these people? Where are these people? And the way I usually do that is I stick it in my iPhone and write down, I give it a pithy title that makes it really clear what it is. It's maybe it's my listed amplifiers. I pin the note in my phone so that I see it every time I open my notes app, which I do a lot. And I write down whichever answers come to mind immediately, but then I see it over and over. That keeps me mindful and returns my attention to it again and again. And then I just keep adding names to it. But I don't worry about completing the list. And I think to your point about perfect being the enemy of the done, I think there's something so powerful in giving ourselves a bit of a schedule of action. And in the same way that you're not overthinking, just saying like, well, what's one action I could take toward this? I could send that first letter or that first text or whatever to the group that you're thinking of immediately. Or maybe it's asking a question.
Yeah. I think it might be starting my list today. Well, I'm definitely reaching back out to that group, but I think I'll make an amplifier list. I like that idea. And then even if it's not perfectly answered, if it just kind of noodles in my brain and I have it, yeah. Thank you. Thank you for that suggestion.
My other name for that is passive progress. Like what are the things that I don't have to do anything. It's just kind of happening because I have opened the door.
Passive progress. Okay. If I know that concept, I don't have a good name for it, but yes, I like that as well. It's almost like, yeah, you just let it out, set it out with the intention, just keep thinking about it. And then over time it develops into something.
It's so energizing to think about this stuff because these are the kind of things that so easily fall to the back burner.
To focus on that. Agreed. Or I have other things I want to focus on. I like this thing. What were the other 7-6 things that I should think about? You were saying that out of these conversations, there were 7 things.
Yes. We have a whole episode dedicated to them. You've demonstrated so many of them. So the first one is, it spells out courage. And the first one is C, converting questions to actions. And so that's really about how it's so much more powerful to say, how can I start than what's the right way to do something?
Yeah, no, that makes total sense.
And we got to hear that exemplified so clearly in your very first description of this. And then the second one is opting for progress over perfection. And so making progress a really active process and trusting that you'll learn what you need to learn to improve by doing.
Okay, makes sense.
And again, it's just so interesting to me to hear how you do this, because the third one was unite with allies and amplifiers.
Okay, which
we talked about.
The fourth is listen to the podcast. Just kidding.
Exactly. Releasing your offers to the world. So then just like tell people, hey, I'm doing this without it having to be fully baked or really knowing all the answers about what it could become. It's alchemizing your struggles into strengths. And we watched you do this by acknowledging like what was scary about giving compliments and letting that little bit of fear teach you what you needed to learn in order to amplify this with authority and understanding and compassion. And then giving yourself the permission to speak up bravely about problems and possibilities is a big part of the growth aspect of that. And then finally, establishing renewal practices is something we hear these women do again and again. So like, you know, for you, being really realistic about what your time availability is, what your resources are right now, so that you're not putting at risk your own well-being in the service of the positive impact for others.
That all of it resonates. I think I can take some, yeah, I'm going to take some actions from this. Besides listening to it, I think I need to listen to 100, but yeah, it makes sense. It's like, just go out there, try, and then triangulate from there and adjust as you learn more. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for going through them with me. They're very helpful.
Oh my gosh. Thank you for asking. I'm a big believer that there is no reason we should learn all this stuff on our own.
Well, thanks for sharing. Yeah. And how did, so you came across that just from talking to, I guess, 99 people prior to that episode.
Yeah. So as a researcher, my brain is constantly looking for patterns. And I set out on this project to really understand how people do big, brave things. And so then I got to talk to all these smart, thoughtful, passionate people about both what drove them, but also their process. And so for me, the constant underlying question was like, but how can we all do this?
Makes sense.
How can we all leverage these lessons and insights? And so as I listen to stories like yours, I'm trying to suss out the universal application for them so that whatever our purpose or passion is, we can learn from and benefit from all the hard work you've put in.
Courage. Great. Courage. That's easy. Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you. Thanks for breaking it down. It's a digestible process. Yeah.
It's fun to reflect on, and I get so much out of it. And it's like, as I think about the day ahead for me, I'm going to ask some of these questions for myself, but I'm also really going to be cognizant of the tiny power of compliments. And
please do.
I will think of you in my daily life, and I'm going to march over. I've like the quiet man across the street so far. Yeah. He has accepted cake. So that was my first like foray. We had a little chat the other day, and I'm going to just keep kind of like bridging the gap, because even though we may continue to get vastly different media fed to us, I think our very human interactions can be much more connected, and we can all feel a little less alone on this planet.
Yeah. And I think being connected to our neighbors is so critical. I just feel like the last 5 years, right? That's what I learned, at least. Your local neighbors have such an influence on your life. So hopefully it works. It's also possible he wants to be alone. So no matter what,
maybe,
but it's always worth trying.
Is there anything about his, like 18 hours a day working on his truck?
Well, maybe that's a good thing to compliment his hard work or his work ethic.
I mean, but why would a truck need that much work? I don't know that answer.
I don't know.
I'm just fascinated by the whole thing. Dear sir, would you like to be on a podcast with Celine and I? We have questions.
Please, we have questions about your truck and what is done 18 hours a day.
Exactly.
At least he's outside. I think that's very positive.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure.
I could definitely use more outside time. As uplifters, we love to uplift others. So how can we as a community support and engage with the work that you're doing?
I think it's easy. Just compliment people that in your life. Strangers, people that you're close with, just use compliments as a way to connect with them. It's that easy. And then to do a good compliment, as I said before, don't be scared. Just do it. Make sure it's genuine. So it's something that you really feel. And don't worry about messing it up. Just try. Just compliment someone. So it's pretty easy. We can all do it with our voice.
And we can get some more inspiration over on your Instagram.
Yes, you can.
I'll post
and
the
it's on the compliment squad. Yes, it's compliment squad.
That's compliment squad. Yeah. I love it. Every guest nominates a woman who inspires them. Would you like to nominate someone?
You know, I was thinking of my friend, Jessica Bernstein. I admire her because she works full time and is also an entrepreneur who started a line of clean cleaning projects, and she can explain why. And I know it's not necessarily like uplifting, but it's uplifting in the sense that it helps, people clean their house in like a good way for the environment and their health.
That sounds wonderful. I can't wait to hear more. It was really nice to meet you. And I'm so glad that Heather connected us. Thank you so much for getting my brain turned on again to the power of compliments. It's really energizing and exciting and a beautiful way to think about and look at the world, especially right now.
Well, thank you for taking the time to talk to me today and walk through my problem solving earlier on.
That was fun. Thank you for listening to the Uplifters podcast. If you're getting a boost from these episodes, please share them with the uplifters in your life and then join us in conversation over at theuplifterspodcast.com. Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast and like, follow, and rate our show. It'll really help us connect with more uplifters. And it'll ensure you never miss one of these beautiful stories. Mwah! Big love.
Painted water sunshine with rosemary and thyme. Dwell in the perplexing, though you find it vexing. Toss a star and hover, be your own best lover. Relish in a new prime, plant a tree in springtime. Dance with idle hindsight, bring the sun to twilight. Lift you up, whoa. Lift you up, whoa. Lift you up, whoa. Lift you up. Lift you up, whoa. Whoa.
It's that little thing you did with your voice.
Right, in the pre-chorus, right?
Uh-huh. I was like...
Mommy, stop crying. Mommy, stop crying. You're disturbing the peace.